An old favourite this time on Culture File as we remember the joys of travel. On a sunny day in London, as you'd cross from St. Paul's over the footbridge to the Tate Modern, you were once very likely to meet a paint-splattered figure hunched over, his face pressed close to the floor. The Chewing Gum Man is a London street artist whose work involved finding flattened gobs of chewing gum on the city pavements, now a fairly frightening prospect, preparing them and painting intricate miniatures on them, and also, notably, engaging passers-by in conversation. Culturefile talked to him and the passing crowds, as he worked in his favourite spot suspended over the Thames on a sunny day.
Manic Mondays, man. Seriously, man. Suicide Mondays. That's what I call them, man. I'm telling you,
boy. Beautiful sunny day.
I know. That's what I'm doing. I'm going down there.
There's a girl.
Chill out. I watch all these mental heads rushing about, man, as if they've got to do something. You know what I mean? Trying to look important, man, and all social and all that. You know what I mean? I'll laugh your bollocks off over the world. So funny, you know the world, man.
Good to meet you.
Listen, you take care of yourself and keep out of trouble, will you?
You too.
You know the world.
Giving a bit of a clean to pastry.
When you haven't had rain for a while, so you need a it's the perfect weather to put a lacquer over them. Because they're this is for Italian. Italian chewing gum picture. This is for a student dentist wanted it for his girlfriend. But the gum was chewing gum pictures on the Millennium Bridge, and it's basically right now I'm cleaning it off. But the gum is below the metal tread, and the actual picture is actually painted on the gum.
It's quite good because it's like old-fashioned typesetting. You've got leading between the letters on these ones. They've got a little grid instead of just a roundy blob.
Yes, yeah, and that's what's fascinating about these pictures, in the sense that they take on the actual form of the bridge. So the image has come out of the environment in which it's created in. So it takes on, but it's actually often there can be a problem, particularly often with a centralised view, or sometimes a politician who's out of touch with their environment, they will impose an idea on a place, or an architect may impose a building on a place which hasn't grown out of the place. You know. I mean, it's nice how something evolves in an organic form. Because it's was on Japanese national TV. They interviewed me around, and so there's a Japanese woman who'd come to, you know, her husband had a job in the city, and she's walking across the bridge. She's pleased to see me. I think she's seen me on the TV. And then she made a request, and this is a picture which is... I've already touched that she asked me to do this, because it's to commemorate the tsunami. And it was the 10th anniversary of the tsunami, or just around that time. But so it says, "Be strong," and it's written in Japanese. And it's got a little fish there, and some cherry blossom as well. So, and then the Japanese flag.
We are talking here that you've got a cherry tree in an image there, and the image is kind of less than a centimetre high, the bit of the cherry tree bit of it.
Yeah, so it's so many millimetres in maybe half a centimetre. This is a trail of pictures on the gum, which is discarded chewing gum, which people have spat out.
Because I was wondering whether on this bridge you might need to bring your own chewing gum.
Oh, definitely not. See, like, you see that there's one here, quite a big one. That's almost too big. I mean, I like the fact that it's something small. No, the whole beauty of the picture, you're taking the very thing which is being discarded.
It's been actually, someone spat that out, and it's actually, in a sense, it's been in another human's mouth. And it's certainly a thoughtless action in one sense, that someone's thought, well, what I do doesn't have an effect, but actually everything everyone does has an effect, and that's the beauty of it, in a way, that each person, we all need to take personal responsibility and be aware of the effect that we have as an individual. But in this case, I'm utilising that, because on the actual bridge itself, I was actually removed from the bridge, and by St. Paul's, which is like to my right here, we've got Tate Modern to the left, and beautiful view of the River Thames. Love working here. Some people come when they say, oh, it's your bridge. Shorebridge. When you've been in a place, I've been lying here like on and off now for the last 8 months, but working on the bridge for about five years, but I'm working around London for the last 10 years and parts of Europe, so always on discarded chewing gum, because it does give you a freedom to actually make art in a random capacity, because it's the random capacity which is the important thing for me. I suppose it's that element that inspiration comes out of silence, actually, in the sense that if you're working in an area, you sense about the place, and the work evolves out of the area. There's something about... Hello. How's it going?
Are you the man who paints those?
Yes, I'm the chewing gum man. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So. So cool.
Yeah, it's really... Thank you.
It makes people smile and so...
Oh, thank you. Well, I love doing the pictures. How many have you discovered? Have you seen along here, along the bridge?
Yeah.
How many have you seen? Have you...
A lot.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm just about to do one now, actually. I'm about to carry on in this direction here.
Chewing gum man there in the good old days of passing crowds and casual chats with strangers.